This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people developing COVID-19 symptoms. The success rate announced today is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which showed 95% success rates, but it is also a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, making it a more viable solution for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage of this vaccine will increase its success rate. The BBC reports the United Kingdom government has pre-ordered 100 million doses of the Oxford vaccine. That would be enough to immunize 50 million people. G20 leaders said on Sunday they will spare no effort to ensure the fair distribution of coronavirus vaccines worldwide. But the group of the world's richest nations didn't get into the specifics on how during a virtual summit hosted by Saudi Arabia. While richer nations plan their vaccination programs, experts warn that developing countries face hurdles that could deny billions of people protection against the virus. Moderna plans to charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose for its COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the amount ordered. That was a statement made in comments by the company's chief executive to German media. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. That's the experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of COVID-19. Dubai's health regulator says that children